Step 15. The Cook Book. The Cook Book. Kitchen Rules. Before you start, roll up your sleeve and put on an apron. Then, wash your hands.
Before you start, roll up your sleeve and put on an apron. Then wash your hands.
Get out everything you will need for a recipe before you start cooking. Get out everything you will need for a recipe before you start cooking. Clean up as you work. Wipe up any spill right away.
Clean up as you work. Wipe up any spill right away.
When you have finished, remember to wash up.
When you have finished, remember to wash up.
Ask an adult to help when?
Ask an adult to help when?
Cutting and slicing.
Cutting and slicing.
Weighing and measuring.
Weighing and measuring.
Using the oven.
Using the oven.
Watch for these symbols.
Watch for these symbols.
Ask an adult to help.
Ask an adult to help.
Turn on the oven with help from an adult.
Turn on the oven with help from an adult.
Giant rolls. You will need.
You will need.
Fork.
Fork.
Sharp knife.
Sharp knife.
Table knife.
Table knife.
Tablespoon.
Tablespoon.
Different kinds of rolls.
Different kinds of rolls.
Mixing bowls.
Mixing bowls.
Cutting board.
Cutting board.
Butter.
Butter. To make egg and salami rolls, you will need
2 hard-boiled eggs.
2 hard-boiled eggs.
Sprouts.
Sprouts.
A tablespoon mayonnaise.
A tablespoon mayonnaise.
A pinch of salt.
A pinch of salt.
Black pepper.
Black pepper.
Salami.
Salami.
Try these fillings for the other rolls.
Try these fillings for the other rolls.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Ham.
Ham.
Tuna.
Tuna.
1. Tap the eggs on the table. Then, peel the cracked shells. Wash off any bits of shell left on the eggs.
1. Tap the eggs on the table, then peel the cracked shells. Wash off any bits of shell left on the eggs.
2. In a clean bowl, mash the eggs with a fork. Mix in the sprouts, mayonnaise, salt, and black pepper.
2. In a clean bowl, mash the eggs with a fork. Mix in the sprouts, mayonnaise, salt, and black pepper.
3. On the cutting board, slice a roll in half with the sharp knife. Spread a little butter onto each half.
3. On the cutting board, slice a roll in half with the sharp knife. Spread a little butter onto each half.
4. Spread a spoonful of the egg mixture evenly over the bottom half of the roll.
4. Spread a spoonful of the egg mixture evenly over the bottom half of the roll.
5. Take 3 slices of salami. Fold each in half, then in half again. Put this on top of the egg mixture.
5. Take 3 slices of salami. Fold each in half, then in half again. Put this on top of the egg mixture.
6. Cover with the top half of the roll.
6. Cover with the top half of the roll.
Your giant rolls could look like these.
Your giant rolls could look like these.
Egg and salami roll.
Egg and salami roll.
Tuna roll.
Tuna roll.
Ham and cheese roll.
Ham and cheese roll.
Mini pizzas. You will need.
You will need.
Cookie sheet.
Cookie sheet.
Cutting board.
Cutting board.
Teaspoon.
Teaspoon.
Bread knife.
Bread knife.
350 Fahrenheit.
Tomato.
180 Celsius.
180 Celsius.
1 muffin for each person.
1 muffin for each person.
Catch up.
Catch up.
Mozzarella or cheddar cheese.
Mozzarella or cheddar cheese. Choose from these toppings.
Ham.
Ham.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Olives.
Olives.
Tuna.
Tuna.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Red pepper.
Red pepper.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
1. On the cutting board, slice the muffins in half with the bread knife.
1.
On the cutting board, slice the muffins in half with the bread knife.
2. Spread a spoonful of ketchup onto each half.
2. Spread a spoonful of ketchup onto each half.
3. Lay the cheese on top. Cover with your choice of toppings.
3. Lay the cheese on top. Cover with your choice of toppings.
4. Put the mini pizzas on the cookie sheet.
4. Put the mini pizzas on the cookie sheet.
5. Cook the mini pizzas for 10 minutes. When the cheese is melted and bubbling, they are ready.
5. Cook the mini pizzas for 10 minutes. When the cheese is melted and bubbling, they are ready. Your mini pizzas could look like these.
Your mini pizzas could look like these. Tuna pizza.
Tuna pizza.
Cheese and ham pizza.
Cheese and ham pizza.
Pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza.
Fruit creams. You will need.
You will need.
Mixing bowls.
Mixing bowls. Whisk.
Fork.
Fork.
Tablespoon.
Tablespoon.
Serving dishes.
Serving dishes.
1.5 cups strawberries.
1.5 cups strawberries.
Or 2 small bananas.
Or 2 small bananas.
1 cup heavy cream or yogurt.
1 cup heavy cream or yogurt.
2 tablespoons sugar.
2 tablespoons sugar.
Decorate your fruit creams using.
Decorate your fruit creams using.
Chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Seedless grapes.
Seedless grapes.
Candied cherries.
Candied cherries.
Kiwi fruit.
Kiwi fruit.
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
1. If you are using cream, whip it until it is thick.
1. If you are using cream, whip it until it is thick.
2. Use the fork to mash the strawberries or bananas until smooth. Add a few drops of lemon juice to bananas to stop them from turning brown.
2. Use the fork to mash the strawberries or bananas until smooth. Add a few drops of lemon juice to bananas to stop them from turning brown.
3. Use the spoon to stir the cream or yogurt into the fruit. Add the sugar.
3. Use the spoon to stir the cream or yogurt into the fruit. Add the sugar.
4. Spoon the mixture into serving dishes. decorate your fruit creams.
4. Spoon the mixture into serving dishes. Decorate your fruit creams.
Your fruit creams could look like these.
Your fruit creams could look like these.
Bear cream.
Bear cream.
Creamy cat.
Creamy cat.
Flower cream.
Flower cream.
Chocolate chip cookies. You will need.
You will need.
Mixing bowl.
Mixing bowl.
Cookie sheet greased with butter.
Cookie sheet greased with butter.
Wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon.
Tea spoon.
Teaspoon.
Spatula.
Spatula.
Wire rack.
Wire rack.
375 Fahrenheit.
375 Fahrenheit.
190 Celsius.
190 Celsius.
To make 18 cookies, you will need.
To make 18 cookies, you will need.
8 tablespoons soft butter.
8 tablespoons soft butter.
1/3 cup soft brown sugar.
Cookie sheet greased with butter.
1/3 cup sugar.
1/3 cup sugar.
1 egg.
1 egg.
1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract.
1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract.
1/2 teaspoon baking soda.
1/2 teaspoon baking soda.
1/4 teaspoon salt.
1/4 teaspoon salt.
1 cup all-purpose flour.
1 cup all-purpose flour.
1 cup chocolate chips.
1 cup chocolate chips.
1. Put the butter and both sugars in the mixing bowl. Use the wooden spoon to beat until soft and creamy.
1. Put the butter and both sugars in the mixing bowl. Use the wooden spoon to beat until soft and creamy.
2. Break the egg into the bowl. Beat the mixture until it is smooth.
2. Break the egg into the bowl. Beat the mixture until it is smooth.
3. Stir in the vanilla extract. Stir in the flour, salt, and baking soda a little at a time.
3. Stir in the vanilla extract. Stir in the flour, salt, and baking soda a little at a time.
4. Add the chocolate chips and stir until they are well mixed in.
4. Add the chocolate chips and stir until they are well mixed in.
5. Use the teaspoon to put small mounds of the mixture onto the cookie sheet. Leave plenty of space between each cookie.
5. Use the teaspoon to put small amounts of the mixture onto the cookie sheet. Leave plenty of space between each cookie.
6. Bake the cookies for 10 to 12 minutes until they are golden brown.
6. Bake the cookies for 10 to 12 minutes until they are golden brown.
7. Leave the cookies on the cookie sheet for 1 to 2 minutes to become firm. Then use the spatula to lift them onto the wire rack to cool.
7. Leave the cookies on the cookie sheet for 1 to 2 minutes to become firm. Then use the spatula to lift them onto the wire rack to cool.
Peppermint patties. You will need 2 mixing bowls.
2 mixing bowls.
Whisk. Strainer.
Strainer.
Wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon.
Cutting board.
Cutting board.
Fork.
Fork.
1 egg white.
1 egg white.
3 cups powdered sugar.
3 cups powdered sugar.
A few drops of peppermint extract.
A few drops of peppermint extract.
A few drops of red food coloring.
A few drops of red food coloring.
A few drops of green food coloring.
A few drops of green food coloring.
Orange or lemon patties. Instead of using the peppermint extract and the red and green food coloring, you can use.
Instead of using the peppermint extract and the red and green food coloring, you can use
a few drops of orange juice.
A few drops of orange juice.
Or a few drops of lemon juice.
Or a few drops of lemon juice.
A few drops of orange food coloring.
A few drops of orange food coloring.
Or a few drops of yellow food coloring.
Or a few drops of yellow food coloring.
1. In the large mixing bowl, whisk the egg white until it is light and frothy.
1. In the large mixing bowl, whisk the egg white until it is light and frothy.
2. Sift the powdered sugar into the small bowl. Then stir the sugar into the egg white a little at a time.
2. Sift the powdered sugar into the small bowl. Then stir the sugar into the egg white a little at a time.
3. Using your hands, roll the mixture into a ball. Make a small dip in the middle and put in the peppermint extract. Knead the extract carefully into the bowl.
3. Using your hands, roll the mixture into a bowl. Make a small dip in the middle and Put in the peppermint extract. Knead the extract carefully into the bowl.
4. Split the mixture into 3 balls. Knead red food coloring evenly into one bowl and green food coloring evenly into another. Leave the last bowl white.
4. Split the mixture into 3 bowls. Knead red food coloring evenly into one bowl and green food coloring evenly into another. Leave the last bowl white.
5. For each color, roll the mixture into small balls and put them on the cookie sheet. Then flatten the balls with a fork and let them to set overnight.
5. For each color, roll the mixture into small balls and put them on the cookie sheet. Then flatten the balls with a fork and let them to set overnight.